every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Yeah, time now on 14 minutes to 11. Just harking back to an article in Friday's Cairns Post. Armed robberies and violent attacks have spiked sharply across the far north. New data laying bare the region's crime rise. Now, police statistics reveal the number of assaults has more than doubled each month since July 1, spiking from 280 in June to 590 in July, peaking 606 in August. Look, the reality is what we've been hearing, and particularly in the CBD, some of these attacks by children. It's only a few weeks ago, those two ladies, 2 o'clock in the morning, out enjoying their night out, middle-aged ladies, one of them dragged through the street by the hair, both of them assaulted. And the ages of the kids, if I remember rightly, between 11 and 15, all girls. What's going on? Is anybody doing anything about this? And is anybody trying to make our CBD safer? I'm hearing the chairs, which years ago were supposed to be addressed, all the seating around the CBD was going to be of a type that was going to discourage people sleeping on them or laying on them through the day. And what's happening is so often we get the worst of the offenders sleeping or lazing there fully drunk and then vomiting off those chairs. And once again, nothing seems to be done. We had years ago a discussion about getting seats that would discourage that sort of behaviour. Now we've got people saying get them out of town altogether because they're just encouraging these kids to hang around at night till all hours of the morning, causing all sorts of issues in the CBD. Anyway, once again, I put a call through to Gail probably about a week or so ago for an update on what's going on in the CBD and what needs to happen in our CBD. She's on the line now. G'day, Gail.
Yeah, hi.
Things not getting any better, Gail, are they?
No, not at all. Actually, those children, those girls, I've seen them get arrested, or some of them, that they must have chased them up the next day. And, oh, my gosh, they have no respect for anybody. They were kicking the police, punching the police. Yeah, they were disgusting. And that was like a visual that we were all watching them. And I thought, my goodness, they have no fear whatsoever, whatsoever.
And they're children.
So, yeah, they're children. They were children. Mm. These were, again, around that probably 12 to 15 age bracket, these girls were. Yeah, so they put them in the paddy wagon, took them off. But that was a hell of a try to even get them in there because everyone's watching. So the police, and I guess they have to have watched their protocol on how they handle the situation, but they were terrible. The girls were absolutely terrible. So, yeah, there you go. That's how they are.
Was that daytime or nighttime, by the way?
That was daytime.
God.
Daytime. So, yeah, it hasn't got much better. I think that with the COVID now, borders coming released, and we're going to have a lot more tourism coming through. They need to really look hard at our city because we're opening up to tourism again, and that's the last thing we need is what's happening in the city. And I've put letters through again and again and again. I'm always writing letters. It's pretty hard because there's nowhere to take them. There's no accommodation for them. So even if they do get locked up, they're back on the streets in a few hours once they're sobered up because there's nowhere else for them to go. So I don't know the solution. I honestly do not know the solution, but I know they need to address it and address it fast if they want to keep our city going, because tourism's not going to be looking good when you've got things like this happening all the time. And we had an incident on Friday afternoon, and I had to ring the police, and the gentleman was abusing me in front of everybody, and then next minute I heard a lady screaming down the road, and I'm on the phone with the police, and I ran down the road to see, and he was peeing all inside the shop.
Oh, no.
Yep, that's what he was doing. So
one of the town drunks, or is this one of the junior offenders?
No, one of the town drunks.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. There's no respect with the kids in the street. There's no respect with the adults in the street either. They don't care. They really don't care.
Oh, my God, that's horrendous.
And that was daytime as well. So, yeah, like I said, the police keep telling me just ring 000 so that they will get more no to 000 phone calls, which will then increase police to be employed in the CBD so we can have more people on the streets walking, because there's not enough. You know, their phone calls are taking them out of the CBD all the time. There's just not enough police to be able to walk the streets and keep it safe or keep it clear from these drunk people.
Well, it's interesting because the member for Cairns has said he's going to organise for these extra police officers and we have to wait and wait and wait. But it's how they're deployed that's critically important. Now, how long have we been calling for more police on the beat? Not sitting in air-conditioned cars, police on the beat, whether it be summer or winter, because the visual impact is effective. Well, it's more effective than what, obviously, what we've got at the moment. So that's what we have to aim for, police on the beat in the CBD, urgently.
Yep, definitely. Certainly not enough around, that's for sure. Last year, before the COVID, I had the shadow minister and the minister for tourism, and we walked the streets, and all hell broke out that night. So I took them around to show them. So we ended up with two extra police back then after all that all happened. But two's not enough. Two are now doing the rounds going everywhere else. So we need, I don't know how many more, but we need certainly more. So ringing 000 seems like the only thing that I can do right now to note that there's things happening in the CBD and they haven't got enough police to be on the foot police to be around. Mm. So there's no other outings for this to get up and addressed at the moment that I can see.
Well, it's not just CBD, it's through the suburbs too. You've heard about these awful attacks out at Warree, and often these are fundamentally children. Just last week, Ian Leavers talked about this, the ages of 10 to 18, growing in numbers of offences. Increasingly, they're more serious, being committed by children, home invasions, car thefts, reckless behaviour with vehicles. And you find out, according to Ian, the person behind the wheel, the stolen vehicle, isn't even old enough to be in high school. And then people find out, the victims find out, the young person's, was it his or her first offence? No, not on your life. This is the problem we've got, the revolving door of youth justice. They just turn back out on the street. As Ian Leavers puts it, even before the arresting officer has finished his or her shift, straight back out on the street. Well, what a farcical system that is.
Yep, that's it. Well, I had an 11-year-old with his fist up and he reckons he was going to come back and knife me. You know, that's the ridiculous. And the other bigger boy's going, yeah, he'll do it. He'll come back, mister. He'll come back. And I'm going, oh, go away. Mm. Just go away from me. Mm. I'm just ridiculous. So, yeah, they have no respect.
Well, there's no accountability required.
No.
And now, you know, if you go back 5 or 6 years, the kids weren't carrying knives. Now they are. And we've still got an authority across this state, I mean, the authority that needs to be looking at this, the justice system, juvenile justice system, asleep at the wheel. These crimes are becoming more frequent and much more serious, and we've still got no response, no effective response. In fact, there's even talk from time to time, the age of responsibility should go from 10 up to 14. Can you imagine that? So the police couldn't intervene fundamentally. Kids of 11 and 12 and 13 committing crimes and carrying knives. It's just absurd to even think about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I really am lost. I don't know. When they took the city place out and flattened down all those raised beds, which was another fight I had from 2017, they found a lot of weapons in there. So,
really?
Yeah, that was a bad hiding place. And I guess they're doing it further down now because they've only done the section and between Abbott Street and Lake Street. So there's still a lot down the other end, but I'm not sure what happens down that end. I'm sure it's worse down there now. So, yeah, I don't know. I just think with the 17th of December coming up, they should have this town cleaned up big time. So it's going to be something that everyone's really happy to come to and not see things that deter them from telling other people to come to Cairns because it's such a beautiful place.
Well, actually, because of people like you having the courage to speak out, at least I can pass on those comments from you to the member for Cairns, Michael Healy. He's talking about extra police. We need to talk to him about the urgent deployment of them in our CBD especially.
He's in every email I send, trust me.
Oh, good on you.
Everyone.
Good on you. Wonderful. Good on you, Gail. I wish we had 100 like you. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, you're quite welcome. You know, I'm ready to talk anytime.
Wonderful. She's a business owner in a CBD. She's on the front line, is Gail. Now, the time's on 5 to 11.